Jesus is in Jerusalem for the Feast of Tabernacles, a religious holiday celebrating the harvest of grapes and olives. This usually occurred in October, was also known as the Feast of Booths. He had just given sight to the man born blind and had argued with Pharisees outside of the temple. He speaks to the people about the good shepherd in contrast to the poor shepherds or hired hands that were present among the Jewish leadership. The people would have been familiar with images of God as a shepherd presented in the Old Testament. The most famous of these is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. In green pastures, he makes me lie down. To still waters, he leads me. He restores my soul. He guides me along right paths for the sake of his name. In the books of the prophets Jeremiah and Ezekiel, God speaks about replacing the shepherds who are taking advantage of their authority. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the flock of my pasture. Then he addresses his flock. I will lead them out from among the peoples and gather them from the lands. I will bring them back to their own country and pasture them upon the mountains of Israel, in the ravines and every inhabited place in the land. In good pastures I will pasture them. On the mountain heights of Israel will their grazing land. There they will lie down on good grazing ground. In rich pastures they will be pastured on the mountains of Israel. The Old Testament also promised that the Messiah would come like King David to become this shepherd. He would lead the people of Israel back to God in green pastures. Jesus changes this image by saying, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Nowhere in the Old Testament did it suggest the Messiah would die for the people. How would the Messiah lead if he were dead? Jesus explains, I lay down my life in order to take it up again. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. Jesus is the Son of God. He suffers death in his humanity, but lives eternally through his divinity. He promises the same to all who believe in him. Jesus points out the function of the shepherd when he says, a hired man sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. An erect, adult human has a greater field of vision than a lowly sheep. So whether looking for green pastures or looking out for danger, we would see from a greater distance than the sheep themselves. Now, if we think about the analogy, then our pastors who are in the person of Christ are also meant to provide direction to the flock because they can see with the eyes of Jesus. This point was made by Jesus in the resurrection account in John's gospel when he has a conversation with Peter. After sharing breakfast with some of the apostles, Jesus asks Peter, do you love me? Peter is hurt and replies, yes, Lord, you know I love you. Jesus repeats the question two more times. Each time he also commands Peter, feed my sheep. When Jesus was preparing to multiply the loaves and fishes, he told his apostles, feed them yourselves. If we truly love Jesus, he will provide everything we need to feed others the way he does, by giving up ourselves for them. And we see Peter doing this after the Pentecost. In our first reading today, Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit when he addressed the people and the elders. He explains to them that all they carried out the crucifixion of Jesus, God was able to bring about a greater good through that act of evil. Peter is seeing with the eyes of Jesus. It was in the name of Jesus that a crippled man was healed. Peter told them, there is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved. Peter is leading the flock to green pastures. Each of our pastors is both one of the sheep and at the same time a shepherd. Through his command to feed my sheep, Jesus appoints those who act in his place. We've got another small example of that this morning as the men's club is taking out Jesus' command to feed my sheep by providing donuts. It is through the sacrament of ordination that our priests receive the power through the Holy Spirit to see with the eyes of Jesus. Our second reading is from the first letter of St. John, our patron. This reading begins, "See what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called children of God. Yet so we are." He literally tells us, the flock, to see the truth that God loves us. He also uses his position as shepherd to lead us to God. We shall see God in all of his glory, as he really is. In his book, The City of God, St. Augustine wrote, "There we shall rest and see. We shall see and love. We shall love and praise. Behold what will be at the end without end. For what other end do we have, if not to reach the kingdom which has no end?" This weekend, we also celebrate the World Day of Prayer for Vocations. Deacon Greg Kendra made these suggestions for today. This weekend, pray that God gives us shepherds to guide the flock with compassion and courage. Pray that God gives us carpenters to help turn the raw material of life, with all its cracks and splinters, into something strong and beautiful. Pray that God gives farmers to plant seeds of faith. Pray for workers in the vineyard, which means really all of us here, to harvest what those seeds grow. Pray for holy partners. Pray for vocations to marriage. For this is where vocations are born and where they begin. Pray for parents who encourage their children to explore their vocations in Christ. Pray that our lives may be examples to inspire more holy vocations, that we may have shepherds who see with the eyes of Jesus.